Foundations for Eternal Life, Chapter 32, The Gift of the Holy Spirit, Luke 3:16. John answered them all, saying, I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. John 7:37-39. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Acts 2:33, NIV. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, and has poured out what you now see and hear. Acts 2:38, And Peter said to them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. End of verse. What a marvelous gift the Holy Spirit is, the Spirit of God living in us. How marvelous is God's grace! The gift of the Holy Spirit is for all believers. Acts 2:39, For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. End of verse. The pouring out of the Holy Spirit is done by Jesus and is the result of Jesus being exalted to the right hand of God, per Acts 2:33 above. In what ways does the Holy Spirit help us? John 14:26, The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. 1 Corinthians 2:12. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Ephesians 3:16, NIV. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. End of verse. From these verses we see that the Holy Spirit teaches us, reminds us, helps our understanding, brings us freedom, and gives us power. The Holy Spirit also gives special abilities to God's people, as indicated in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It is important to understand that these abilities or gifts are not all given to all believers, but rather, he gives them to each one just as he determines, 1 Corinthians 12:11, NIV. Some people teach that the Holy Spirit gives a particular gift to all true believers, or that some of the gifts are no longer given to anyone. I prefer simply, he gives them to each one just as he determines. See chapter 40, Different Gifts, for more on this subject. Thank you, God, for the gift of the Holy Spirit. For further reflection, Luke 11:11-13, giving the Holy Spirit to those who ask, John 14:15-18, 14:23-27, and 16:7-15, the Helper. John 20:21-23, receive the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:1-47, the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. 1 Corinthians 3:16-17, and 6:18-20, you are God's temple. Ephesians 1:13-14, a seal and a deposit. Also 2 Corinthians 1:21-22 and 5:5. 1 John 2:20-27, anointed by the Holy One. 1 John 4:1-6, test the spirits. A book reference, Secret Power or The Secret of Success in Christian Life and Work by D.L. Moody. The same book, two different titles. Available free on the internet.